Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
It's the Alzheimer's Show on WGN Radio. Local.
We're talking with Paul Vallis.
This year alone, violent crime is up another 39%. You need to have a crime prevention strategy.
Informative.
We're talking with Illinois State Senator Chapin Rose.
The Pritzker administration literally knew no bounds during COVID. We just got robbed blind. I mean, literally robbed blind. $5+ billion gone.
Entertaining.
Grammy award-winning poet Jay Ivey. Now that you won your Grammy for The Poet Who Sat by the Door, what do you got in the works for your next album?
Oh, yeah. You know, we cooking, man. We working right now.
The Alzheimer Show starts now on WGN Radio.
720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. This is the Alzheimer's Show. I want to thank everybody that took time to click on that link and listen in. Well, if you ever got your car stolen, you know that is one of the worst feelings you can ever have. You feel violated. You feel helpless because you can't get around like you used to. And I was watching WTTW the other night, and they were doing a story on car theft. And one of the things that jumped out at me was that the Chicago Police Department, their crime stats showed a sharp rise in motor vehicle thefts. Listen to this. In 2019, it was 9,000 cars that were stolen. And now it's up to 21,000 last year. That's a 139% rise in car thefts. And when I was watching WTTW, they talked to a guy. His name is Matt Nillette. He runs the Chicago Stolen Car Directory. And I wanted to talk to him because this guy, if you go to his Facebook page and you become a member on his page, he can go out and find your car if your car has been stolen. He joins me right now on the hotline. Hey, how are you?
What's going on, my friend?
So tell me a little about you and what drove you to create the Chicago Stolen Car Directory.
Man, that was a few years back. You know, I drive a lot of Uber and Lyft, right, back in the day, right? And a lot of rideshare drivers were getting their cars stolen, and people were basically requesting for cars to come and pick them up, and then these people would basically be stealing the vehicles, right? And so since I was a part of the Uber and Lyft group on Facebook, and I'm still a part of their group on Facebook, but I would be driving around, and then all of a sudden I would see a car dumped somewhere, like running, windows broken, you know, just random stuff, right? So what I did was, all these cars that I found, I put them on the Uber and Lyft route to get all, they all had rideshare stickers in them, right? And I noticed that a lot of these cars were stolen vehicles. I'm like, wow, okay, cool. I guess I'm onto something. I'm pretty good at it, you know? And then what happened was I just started to, you know, putz around more and try to, you know, I became more woke to looking at vehicles. I understand what to look for now, right? Broken back windows, empty lots, cars being there for over a month, 2-3 weeks, hasn't moved yet, has like 7 or 8 parking tickets on it. You know, you just look at different things, right?
Right. When you're doing this, you're doing this with no protection. You're just out here driving around in your personal vehicle, and you're finding these cars. And so when you find these cars, are you contacting the police? Are you contacting the owner of the car?
No. The police, because I don't know the owner. The only thing that I know is when I put up, there's a city portal, right? You can put in a license plate or a VIN number, and it'll show you a record if the car was stolen from the city of Chicago. Not a suburb, though, not out of the city. If it's stolen from, like, say, Schaumburg or Naperville or whatever, it won't show on the city of Chicago website because it's not a local steal. It's what you call a foreign steal, right? So what happens is on that, if it shows a record, then you look at the RD number. If it, like, for this year, stolen vehicles is J George, JG. And if you look at the number behind it, if it's a really high number, like 3,980 or something like that or whatever, you know, like, it's a very high number, right? And it's in the 3s right now to 4 range right now, right? If you see that, then I get a little bit like, okay, is the car maybe preliminary recovery? Is it still stolen or has it been recovered, right? So in my group, I do have law enforcement. They They cannot come out as helping, you know, because they'll get trouble. They're not giving privileged information, but I'll throw a plate or a VIN number in our group chat and say, hey, is the car still stolen or not, right? And then they'll either say clear or they'll say still stolen. If it's still stolen, that's where my next step comes into play, right? Now, some of the cars I do find do belong to members in the group. I'll send them a message saying, hey, I found your car, but wait for the police to call you because your car may have been used in other crimes. You may not be able to come and get your car back right away, right? So then I call the police, I call 911 and let them know where the vehicle's at as well. Suspicious auto parked, blah, 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 behind the alley, in the rear, in an empty lot, whatever the case may be, right? And then eventually the police show up because depending on what district I'm in, depends on how backlogged they are.
So if the police are too busy to even deal with a stolen car, the process is even mm-hmm. slower. We're talking with Matt Nalette. He runs the Chicago Stolen Car Directory. On average, I'm assuming you're out maybe 2-3 times out the week, right?
The more funds that I have, the more time I'm out.
Per week, if you were out there, you know, in 1 week, how many cars do you actually find in a week?
Oh, hell. Like, I remember like during the pandemic, right? I was out every single day. There was one day we found 6 cars in 1 hour that were all stolen. That was in one day. The next day, I found like 2 or 3. The day after, I found like 1 and then another 3.5. Well, 3.5 because 2 were okay and 1 was cut in half. And then, like, you'll find a lot in like parking garages downtown too, just scattered about.
Yeah, and that was one of the other things I definitely wanted to ask you about, you know, as far as like where you finding most of the cars. Are you finding more in the downtown area? Are you finding more on the west side or the south side?
Out west, bro. West side. West, and when I go south, I'll find them south too, in the middle. Between like, I want to say 51st to 55th from like Ashland to Racine.
We're talking with Matt Nalette. He runs Chicago's Stolen Car Directory. This is totally, nobody's funding you for this. You're doing all this. You're doing this all on your own. And so how do you keep this going?
Well, people do donate to the group, you know, not a lot at one time or anything else like that, right? But also people do send me on special missions to go look for their vehicle as well. I charge them $180 for the day to go look for the car because that's what I would basically make driving Uber, right? Or whatever I'm doing, right? So I'm basically not making money. I'm just spending money, not making money, right? But it's still like something to hold on to. Basically, there's no guarantee that I'll find the vehicle or not, but at least they know someone's out there looking for their car. And like I said, I've been lucky a lot of times with some of that. I've found a few members who've done that. And also I've actually found members' cars that had already paid me, that somebody else paid me to go look for their car, but I ended up finding another member's car that paid me before, a long time ago.
Last question here. If you had any tips to give people, is it something you can kind of like give somebody like a tip saying, okay, if you have a car and you park your car somewhere, here's what not to do when you park your car to keep your car from being stolen?
Well, I can tell you what to do if your not car to get stolen. I can tell you need to get an aftermarket alarm. That's like a CompuStar, right? You need to get what's called drone GPS. That's aftermarket as well. Have it professionally installed in your vehicle. Don't just take it to some like backyard mechanic somewhere, right? And then also get a hidden kill switch in your vehicle.
So that's how you do
it. No air tags. No air tags, because they'll know where the air tag's at. I found one that was hidden in my new truck.
Like if you have an iPhone and there's an air tag.
Android can pick it up. My Android pick up the air tag in his vehicle. That's a new release they made for the Androids. They made an update. I was driving and all of a sudden I get this alert on my phone. You're being tracked. And I'm like, not anymore.
Oh, no. And there you have it. Matt Nalette, he founded Chicago Stolen Car Directory. They do have a Facebook page. They do have a website as well.
The website is stolencardirectory.com.
And there you have it. Thanks so much for joining me.
You're very welcome. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.